All right, we figured out what the issue was for the Padres. We just needed Jim to go to the game. So Padres win here tonight over Arizona. The five-game losing streak, thankfully, is over. Jim will be here, so stay tuned. Make your way in. Jim is on his way back from Petco Park. Padres win big. Could Jim be the good luck charm? Very arguable, but the Padres, again, snapped that five-game losing streak. They win 10-3. Fernando Tatis Jr. remains red hot. So is Jerkson Profar. Four RBIs, another home run. Tati a home run. Kimi a home run. Michael King, five scoreless innings. He threw a lot of pitches, but five scoreless innings today from Michael King. As the Padres snapped the losing streak, they beat Arizona, and they're right in the thick of things, folks, in the National League. We'll get into it over the next hour or so. So as you make your way in, you know the gist. Please subscribe if you're on content. Smash the like button for me if you wouldn't mind. With the win, snap at the five-game losing streak. We'd love to get a couple hundred likes here today, so it doesn't take more than a half second to do it. So if you're anywhere near that like button, we appreciate you smashing it. You can follow me on X at John Schaefer. Thank you for the super chats. I see the first from E-Racing with Dale has already rolled in. If you want to contribute, if you want to make sure I see your comment, especially as I do the show solo to start, please consider a super chat by clicking the dollar sign below the chat box. Great way to interact with the channel and support the channel. I'll get to all the super chats here today. And if you want to become a member, get some emojis and badges, you can do that by clicking the join button down below. I wanted to start the show as quickly as possible, so I haven't heard what Mike Shildt had to say here post-game. He's speaking with the media right now as we do this live right now on the wrap-up show. I'm sure he's got really positive things to say about Michael King, the offense, adding on late. Yeah, it got a little dicey, I guess, with Wandy Peralta allowing a couple of home runs there in the seventh inning, but Jeremiah Estrada came on. They didn't use Robert Suarez. I mean, we're not seeing Suarez because the Padres either have been trailing late in their last handful of games or today had such a large lead, they went to Yuki Matsui. And what was encouraging tonight is that Matsui picks up that 1-2-3 ninth inning, again, in a bit of a laugher spot, with the Padres ending up winning the game 10-3. So initial reaction is, you know, it doesn't change any of the long-term prognosis, like what's the deal with Manny Machado? Will he go on the IL? What's the latest with Joe Musgrove? We'll get into that. The latest with Yu Darvish. But some of the things that are also indicators that are both in the immediate and the medium and long-term are starting pitching. And you know, the Padres, even during the losing streak, were getting really good starting pitching. And that continued here today by Michael King. And, you know, he kind of did battle. I sound like Jace Tingler, but he kind of did. I mean, he worked through some jams. There were base runners. I thought maybe one of the biggest moments of the game was first inning, first and third, one out. And he gets a strikeout in that spot of the cleanup batter, I think Christian Walker, and then he gets out of it. I mean, the Padres, in the midst of a five-game losing streak, falling behind a lot, the last thing you want to do in the first inning tonight is fall behind. I don't know if they would have fallen behind one run or two runs if that was the difference when San Diego ends up scoring 10 runs in this game. But I thought King getting out of that first and third spot was a good omen. And then for the Padres to take care of business immediately in the bottom of the first inning against a pretty good pitcher, by the way, in Fott. Tatis straight away center field, Profar down the right field line, staying inside the foul pole. And then you were off and running. You know, added on, it's 3-0. Added on from Kimi, it's 5-0. Arizona gets back into the game, and then the Padres add on with a huge 5-run frame. Jerkson Profar, a bases-clearing double at one point. Padres added on. Campy had a hit to make it, I think, 10-3 there late in the ninth inning. And then Matsui, we talked about with that scoreless ninth, which I think is ultimately important to get him back on track. Again, you're not going to put him in some leverage spot tomorrow. He won't be pitching in a 3-3 game or trying to preserve a 4-3 lead, you wouldn't think, in the next day or two, but they'll need him. I mean, it won't only be Estrada and Suarez as your leverage relievers. And we know that. I mean, we've seen De Los Santos, we've seen Peralta, we've seen these guys shaky at times. Morahone has been very effective. Matsui at times has been effective despite a high walk count this year. So, you know, I think it's a work in progress is my point. They're 33-34. I thought AJ Cassavell had a really interesting tweet earlier today, which was, if they win this game, which they did, they're the second wild card. If they lose this game, which they didn't, thank the Lord, they'd be the 10th team in the National League. So you've got 5-6 teams bunched within like a game or a game and a half. And by the way, we don't have to overly concern ourselves with the standings. We're 67 games in. There's more games to be played than have been played. So we're nowhere near where you have to be scoreboard watching every moment. We're just not. I mean, it's something to make note of. I think it's fodder. It's good for social media. It's good for the wrap-up show. It's good for our viewers. It's good for listeners of John and Jim. Sure, react to it. You can offer your opinion on it. But there's no real reason to look up until, I mean, we'll look up at July 4th. Where are they? Two games up, two games back. You'll look up August 1st. And then eventually you get that, like, you know, horse racing analogy, stretch run feeling where, like, you got to make a move and you start looking at standings. And that's probably around the trade deadline. We say, hey, we got 60 games left. Where do we stand? Oh, we're a game up. Oh, we're three back. Oh, we're five up. Oh, we're five back. What's realistic? But between now and then, just play better, get healthier, and avoid losing streaks like the Padres were just on. I mean, they've had two of those. They're going to have to counterbalance it at some point. Maybe it's now. Next couple of games against Arizona, and then Oakland's going to be here, and then you're going to New York to take on the Mets. No better time than now. No guarantee that it happens. As we've talked about routinely, they haven't been some great team against quote-unquote bad teams. We're still learning if the Padres are either a good team or a bad team. That'll be determined over the next 3.5 or 4 months as well. But, yeah, I'm not overly worried about the standings. I'm worried about the health of this team. Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish, Xander Bogaerts, Manny Machado. It looks like Arraez is getting healthier from the shoulder, thankfully. Another couple of hits here today. Toddy's confidence, you know, Profar continuing to play like this. Campy gaining back some confidence at the plate. Like, that's what I'm concerned with. I think if the things you hope to happen occur, whether it's from a health perspective or just from a team perspective where they play up to their capabilities theoretically, then hopefully some of it, it's cliche, kind of takes care of itself. They're not going to have to play 700 baseball. They're not going to have to play 600 baseball, you wouldn't think, for an extended period of time. They're just going to have to play to their ability. And what does that mean? We'll find out. But, I mean, they, you know, they win 52% of the time over the next month or two, and they'll be in a playoff position. They just got to avoid just winning, you know, 45 or 46% of the time, potentially, over the next 40 or 50 games. So that's the initial 2 cents. We'll get to all the super chats again as you make your way in on a Friday night, whether you're watching live or on replay. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for the super chats if you're here on replay. Thank you for the super thanks as well. Let's get to some of the super chats that are rolling in. We do appreciate it. You can click the dollar sign below the chat box. Padres over the Diamondbacks. Jim will be here. He was at Petco Park. He's on his way back to IB. He will join at some point here tonight on the wrap-up show. E-Racing with Dale. Appreciate your support of the channel, man. Really do appreciate your membership. Thanks for hanging out live with us here tonight on the wrap-up show. And I agree with this sentiment. Much needed win. Like the slugging we got tonight. King was elite. Tatis looking good. Needs to keep it going. LFGSD. Thanks, John. And then I'll put in parentheses and Jim. But we can thank Jim as well. It was one of those, like, I think I saw from a really good Padres-related social media account, Too Much Mortons. He said something along the lines of, like, a much-needed win for my sanity. And I felt that, like, a sigh of relief for Padres fans. Not that it was a laugher all night, but there was some breathing room. This wasn't some tight, scoreless game in the sixth or trying to hold on to a one-run lead all night long. That wasn't this. It got dicey for a moment, although Arizona never pulled to within one. They pulled to within two. They did have the tying run at the play against Estrada there, I think, in the seventh inning. But then again, the Padres tacked on. This was needed. I mean, any type of win we would have taken in any way, 1-0, come from behind in the ninth, 10-0, whatever, right? 10-9, back and forth. You would have taken anything. Beggars can't be choosers when you've lost five consecutive games. But it was needed, and it's more impressive the way in which they did it today. We have hammered them about being a team that has no slug. They did slug here tonight. We have hammered them about an inability to win at home. They did win at home tonight. We have hammered them in terms of their inability to win night games at home, and they were able to do that as well. I was down there earlier today. We were a block away from Petco Park at the Knotty Barrel. Maybe some of you were there. Maybe some of you are downtown right now, depending on where you live in the county, as we know with the microclimates. I mean, this was your typical June gloom day with the marine layer and the fog and, like, the moisture kind of moving in as the day continued. The sun never came out downtown. I was there from the middle of the afternoon until the early evening. The sun never came out. Where it might have been 70 degrees 5 miles from Petco, it was 62, slightly windy, overcast. Like, it was not good hitting conditions. And we say that a lot with night games at Petco Park, specifically in the first half of the year, and it didn't matter. Toddy straight away, you know, 400 plus feet. Profar, you know, down that line. Kimi straight away, just over the wall. Proey, the double. I think it was just on postgame, Padres.tv, maybe Mike Pomerantz, saying that no team has more singles than the Padres other than the Miami Marlins. So this team has been predicated on not necessarily slug, but batting average and on base. They've been decent. They've been great in batting average. They came in to today leading Major League Baseball in batting average. But, you know, they haven't really hung their hat on slug. They've been middle of the pack because they're getting on base with singles, but not with doubles and home runs. And they haven't had, what did we say, a three-run home run or a grand slam since May 1st. That's the last time they had that, like, big, massive, you know, run-scoring hit with a home run. But, again, today they showed us what we were hoping for over the course of the last handful of days. I mean, they'd scored 11 runs the last five games. 11 runs combined over the last five games. Got the quality starts. We talked about this last night. Tonight, 10 runs in one game after 11 runs combined in the previous five games. So, excuse me. I'm with you, Dale. I think that's spot on. And King, we'll get more into. I mean, remember, you got to go all the way back to the Juan Soto trade and remember all the emotions you were feeling as a Padres fan in the moment. And, you know, you said to yourself, well, we got some needs. You know, even though Juan Soto is a really good hitter and, you know, to give up a generational player that might be a first ballot Hall of Famer, like, that's significant. But the Padres had needs, one of which was starting pitching. I mean, think about it right now. If you didn't make that trade, of course, Soto's had a great year. He's also dealing with injury. But if you didn't make that trade and you didn't add an additional starting pitcher like Michael King, and you were more reliant on your organization, you're already without Darvish and Musgrove. So King has played an important role here. He's 5-4. He's got a 3.58 ERA. I think he's performed well. There have been good moments. There have been some not so great starts, but that's reasonable. And most starters in the major leagues have, you know, dealt with the same thing as Michael King this year. But when he's been good, he's been very good. And this was a bit of a, you know, figure it out as you go through, get out of a couple of jams. There were base runners on. And they struck out 5 5 innings, only walked one. He threw the 90-something pitches in five innings. And then they turned it over to the bullpen. Bullpen wasn't perfect, but again, the Padres tacked on. They win it here today, 10-3. Ishmael, thank you for the super chat. Again, if you're here, please subscribe. And if you're here, thank you for the super chats, like from E-Racing with Dale and from Ishmael as well. You can click the dollar sign below the chat box. He says there's a portion of the bullpen that's terrible. Yeah, you know, that might for me be a little strong, Ishmael. I would probably go as far as to say there's a portion of the bullpen that hasn't been reliable in high leverage spots. That's fair. But, you know, I'd have to look at every team's bullpen. I would think the Padres' bullpen compares favorably because of the top end of the bullpen, because when they do have leads, they preserve them, not always, but by and large, to the point that Robert Suarez, every game in which he's appeared in this year, the Padres have won. That's hard to do for as many appearances as he's had this year. You know, he's in the mid-20s, high 20s. When he appears, the Padres win, which is very encouraging because he's your ninth inning guy, obviously. Jeremiah Estrada, revelation. I mean, one of the premier pickups in baseball as someone that was designated, claimed off waivers, you know, has been one of the great stories across all of baseball. He's got a 0.87 ERA. When an inning and two-thirds today, struck out three. You know, despite some of the struggles from like a Wandy Peralta, who today gets tagged for two home runs. Was it back-to-back? May have been. He's got a 3.55 ERA, and this was not his finest hour. He must have come into today somewhere around three, maybe even under three, because he allowed three runs in a third of an inning. You know, De Los Santos is a 3.08. You know, Matsui, for all of his struggles, and there have been a lot of them, a blow-up or two, he's got a 4.78. I mean, it hasn't been some complete and utter failure is my point. Do some of these guys have to perform better and more consistently? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Matsui is right there in that category. Peralta, De Los Santos, from a consistency perspective, I think Morahone, when you consider circumstances, has had a nice year, not a perfect year, but it's had a nice year. So, you know, I don't have, it's not my primary concern with this team, their bullpen. Could it be bolstered as we approach the deadline? Yes, absolutely. I'm sure it can. I'm sure it will be a priority. I don't think it's the priority, if I was guessing for AJ Preller, but will it be a priority to maybe add another high leverage piece that's having some special year for a non-contending team, you know, a sub-2 ERA type that maybe is a setup guy for a non-contending team, even potentially a closer. I wouldn't think closer necessarily because of what you're going to pay. And you have a closer, but, you know, take a closer elsewhere and put him in a seventh, third, or eighth inning spot. But, again, I don't think it's my primary concern. I mean, here's a question for the chat right now, whether you're here live or on replay. If you're here on replay, you can put it in the comments. What is the Padres' biggest area of need? As we sit here tonight, 33 and 34, still about, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks of games until the deadline. You do have the All-Star break in there, and they won't play for 4 days. But, I mean, you still have till, I think it's probably August 1st this year. They've moved the deadline. It used to be July 31st forever. Then some years it's fallen on the 31st. I think some years it's been pushed back as far as like August 2nd or August 3rd. Like, Padres fans, you can put it in the chat. And if you want to make sure I see it, you can do it with a super chat. What is their biggest area of need? What do you think? Is it, like Ishmael says, their bullpen has pieces that has been terrible? Is it rotation injuries? Is it they need to add slug? Is it some of these injuries that they need to overcome, even to position players? I mean, what is the area of need that you see that could potentially get this team over the hump if they need to get over the hump? And I think with as many games as they have to play, they're going to need to add and bolster, I think is the right word, between now and potentially the trade deadline, which is coming up in about 7 weeks or so. Sorry, guys, kind of dealing with something, man. It's been a long week, man. We've been doing wrap-up shows. I think it's the sixth consecutive night of wrap-up shows, which we always do. I mean, we do them on average probably 5 days a week, but all these night games and no days off, man, I mean, I sound like I play, which I don't, but fighting something off, not getting as much sleep as I should. My five-year-old graduated from preschool this morning, so a lot's been going on. E-Racing with Dale, appreciate you. Again, for the super chat, he says he's with me. Bullpen has been, in parts, pretty damn good. Have had consistency issues, but it's been above average. It's got to be, guys, right? I mean, again, we're so focused on the Padres. And, of course, we check in on other teams, whether it's because we're looking at the standings or we're watching the Padres against opponents or you're watching on MLB.tv during the day, like I do sometimes as I'm prepping for John and Jim. But we're so focused on the Padres that sometimes you can be so laser focused that you lose perspective on what's going on around baseball. And like, I'll give you an example. The example being, like, we've been saying here, you know, 11 runs in the last five games. Oh, this team has really struggled offensively and they've got injuries to Bogarts and Machado's dealing with something right now. And even Arise recently was dealing with something. And again, they weren't scoring over this losing streak, no surprise. And you look up, you're like, well, they've hit 259 as a team. They're still, you know, top 10 in on base. They're still in the top half of the league in slug. They're still, I don't know, top 10 or 12 in OPS. Like, despite all the struggles, they've still been an average, if not above average, offense. And then what I would say to E-Racing with Dale's point is, despite Yuki Matsui, oh, look who's here, by the way. We're about to get our first check-in with, oh, look who's here, the good luck charm himself. Although, for some reason, I can't add him. Jim, add yourself to the stage.
Hello?
I can hear you, but why can't I see you? Where are you?
Hello?
You can't be added to the stage.
Hold on.
Jim will be here momentarily. He is back from Petco Park. He is the good luck charm. He might have to go tomorrow now. He may have to go there. He might have to follow the team on the road next week when they go to New York, because they were losing every time he wasn't there, and now they win the one time he's been there. So Jim will be here momentarily. But good, super E-Racing with Dale. I agree with you. And he's followed up by saying, in my opinion, biggest need is starting pitching piece for depth and slugging. Starting pitching, they just have to address. And we've talked about it so much. Starting pitching, they just have to address. Not because I am convinced that, like, Darvish and Musgrove are going to be out for the year, or even like one of them, like Musgrove, could be out for the year. Just because, what happens after the deadline if you need pitching? You can't go acquire it. So I'm fully on board with what E-Racing with Dale is saying. Jim, there he is.
That was a youth. What the hell? That was a youth thing.
No, it wasn't. Hold on. Before you tell us about your evening at Petco Park, and we're just getting started, let's talk about our title sponsor here on the wrap-up show, our good buddy Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. If you have an insurance need, please get in contact with Mark. He is there for you day in, day out. He just is. I've got homeowners, earthquake, and life insurance through Mark. He's going to save you money. If you ever need him for a claim, he's going to save you time and money. But he can save you like $750 or more. You can click the link in the description down below. He does auto as well. He does so much. So if you have a renewal coming up, don't just renew. Call Mark and save money and support the channel. And whatever you need, he is there for you. He's a great insurance agent. I had to file a claim 2 years ago. He took care of everything, and he saved us like thousands of dollars and dozens of hours of time. So if you support the channel, please support our title sponsor. He's been with us since day one. He's a San Diegan. He's a lifelong Padres fan. Click the link in the description down below. Get to his website, which you can see on the screen right now.
Yep, all his information, ticker below, nnimitz@farmersagent.com. When you reach out to our buddy Mark, let him know that John and Jim from the Wrap Up Show sent you.
Tell us about the evening, man. You didn't know you were going to go until last minute.
Yeah,
Aaron had the sweet life. Padres had lost five straight.
Yep.
You were trying to hold him accountable, feet to the fire stuff. Matt Kemp said it was our fault.
Look, I mean, you can't hold the team accountable unless you're actually there. So, like, right. I had represent, and
would you tell Schilt post game? You're like,
about damn time. Look, I mean, it just takes a little bit of accountability. It takes a little bit of holding the team accountable for this past week, and knowing that we're just not going to let this fly. And I'm glad we got the win tonight, John. I'm glad that me and you got the win.
Yeah. What's our combined record now? 1-0 for, you know, as manager?
As manager of this team? Yeah, we're hitting 1,000.
No, we're 33 and we have 33 wins. Those losses are on Schilt.
Yes, yes. It's all, every time they win, it's because of the media. When they lose,
right, it's on Schilt.
It's Mike Schilt, but I'm not going to win the media.
What'd you think? I mean, obviously the home runs and the slug were nice, and Michael King kind of battled, to use a Jace Tingler-ism, and the Padres added on, and they won big.
Yeah, I think right now this entire offense, albeit besides tonight, has been dog shit for a little while, is carried by two guys, and those two guys – came up huge tonight. Tatis with the homer in the first inning, and then followed that with another home run back to back from Jerkson Profar. We said it a couple days ago, and during this 5-game losing streak, can this team just hit like 3 home runs in a game one night?
We did say that.
Can they just like hit for some power instead of just singling everybody to death? And they did that tonight, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they blew it open in the bottom of the eighth inning there. Profar will be your starting left fielder in the National League this year. And frankly, John, to go a step further, he's going to get a lot of MVP votes if this continues. Like, if he continues this season, then he's going to get MVP votes.
Yes. If he ends up hitting .325 with a 914 OPS, but that's an if. All-Star is less of an if, because you're basically, the hay is approaching the barn in June, so you can only do so much, you can only take on so much water. But we're 60-something games in. There's a lot of work to be done to be in the MVP conversation. I hope you're right, but there's a lot of work to be done to be in that conversation.
I mean, if Schilt can save the season ended today, they'd be in the postseason. The season ended today. Profar's top 3 MVP candidate.
If the season ended today, you're probably right.
Right, right. But I mean, the big story over the last week plus, through the shitty play and the 5-game losing streak and then falling back under 500, is, I tweeted about it, like, Tatis looks like Tatis. And that is awesome. Huge development for this team, because I mean, how many shows do we have where we're like, are we going to ever see that guy again? Are we going to see that guy again that just puts the team on his back and at any moment is a threat to hit one 450 feet?
Honestly, right now, he's like vintage Fernando Tatis. It's
yes.
I'm not saying it's the best he's ever played, but right. he's on par over these 13 games with the type of player we've seen previously. This is absolutely reminiscent of 2020 stuff in the first 30 days and 2021 stuff throughout the course of the first half. How about this? Here's a note for you. At one point today, he was actually top 10. He's 11th in the National League in OPS. He will be an all-star. He's 11th in the National League in OPS. His OPS has shot up like 50 points in a week, probably 100 points in the last 2 weeks. Profar, by the way, if the season ends today, Jim, I would say would be fourth because you've got Marcelo Ozuna with the Braves, Shohei Ohtani, and Mookie Betts. And you have Bryce Harper, and you have Freddie Freeman. I don't even know if he'd be top. He's there. Your point's valid. He could be a top five finisher. But the names I just told you, Ozuna, Ohtani, Betts, Harper, Freeman, he's got work to do all year long to keep in conversation with those guys. But you're right. If he's able to do it, that would be really absurdly impressive. One of the most impressive things the Padres has done in recent memory, honestly.
Right. But they with the absence of Manny here and really the absence of Manny's production all season long and also Xander Bogaerts. I mean, Jerkson Profar has been the team MVP, not even close for what he's doing. The production that he's given this team is exactly what you hoped to get from either Bogaerts or Machado. And Profar's giving you that.
I will say this, though, and this isn't exactly a hot take, and I actually hope I'm right, and I don't think it's that far off. I'll say within the next 30 days, I think Tatis passes Profar in OPS. And I hope I'm right, because that means Tatis will be scorching hot, because Profar is only going to, I'm not saying Profar is going to drop off crazy, but if he comes from 914 to 880, he was in the 800s recently and they had this big game today. Like if he goes to 880, I think Tatis is trending towards like an 880 guy. If he continues this hot stretch, he's capable of having a 900 OPS for the season. Yeah. And I hope that happens. I really want to see Fernando Tatis Jr. remain red hot. I think he gives the Padres the best chance to keep winning.
Listen to these numbers, dude. His last seven games alone, John. Two home runs, four RBIs, really good. Only four strikeouts in 28 at bats. But in those 28 at bats in his last week here, he's hitting .536 with over a 1400 OPS.
Yeah, he scored. I want to know what it is over his 13 game hit streak. I mean, it's not that good.
His last 15 games, he's hitting .400 with an OPS well over 1,000.
So if you take off the first two games there, because the hit streak is 13, he's probably hitting like .440 over his 13-game hit streak.
Yeah.
I mean, my guess.
And then if you go even farther than that, his last 30 games, he's hitting .322 with an OPS in the 900s here. Or wait, no, sorry. 800s. I think it's like 850-ish or whatever. But still, last 30-plus games, I mean, it's a month. Like, he's hitting .322 with an OPS about 850 with four homers.
It's starting to push, like, career OPS numbers to, like, 940s, I think, coming into the year. He's starting to become the player that we've seen.
Yep.
James, appreciate the super chat. Thank you guys for hanging out. Please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. Thank you for the super chats. We'll get to all of them. Great way to support the channel, James says. Thank you, John, for the many hats you wear. Just put in the chat, thank you for saying it, James, parksandnormal.com. He appreciates the content. We appreciate you. Congrats on your son's graduation. Thank you. Tip of the cap. And Jim, for going to the game and the W. Are you going to go again tomorrow to assure a similar result?
Look, I can only use my power so often. And I figured, like, you know, for those types of instances where this team is really going through it and reeling, you know, I figured I'd pull out some magic and put an end to this losing streak. And I did that tonight. It's hard to do it in back-to-back nights. So unfortunately I will not be there tomorrow night, but I did everything I possibly could tonight to pull out a win. And I'm glad that I accomplished that.
Yeah. Good job. Good job winning here tonight. Thank you, James. Appreciate your support of the channel. I mean, the big conversation heading into today, in addition to the five-game losing streak, was Musgrove update. you know, he talked yesterday, kind of shut him down for 2 weeks. The other big talk was Machado update. He pinch hits yesterday. They didn't need him in that role. And yeah. It will determine, I think Kevin Acey wrote either, or Marty Caswell put actually on social media, that they're expecting to determine whether he goes in the IL or not Sunday or Monday, because they used him yesterday. So they can still backdate it as late as, you know, they can announce it either Sunday or Monday. You and I feel the same way. It doesn't appear overly likely.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
That Manny Machado would be going on the IL.
Okay, but if Manny is not ready by Tuesday, then what?
Then he should have gone on the IL.
Right. And that's where I'm going to get kind of like annoyed. Because it's like if you're not using for the rest of this series, okay, and then you don't use them, say, Monday night, and then to come Tuesday, you're like, I don't know if we can do this. Well, then what? I mean, if they win every game, it's fine, but still, you're playing a man down, you know? And if you do use Manny for a pinch hitting spot here at any time before Monday and Tuesday, then his IL stint has to be pushed back even more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, to me, it's just kind of annoying, because I'd rather them err on the side of caution than like push him to get back out there. And by push him, I mean, it's just him. It's not anybody else like telling Manny to go back out there. Like, he's the one that's what he says goes. And so, yeah, it's a little annoying, and I hope he doesn't go on the IL. I hope truthfully he comes back Monday or Tuesday and he's all great. But I mean, he can't even run, John. I mean, all of a sudden he's going to be magically better in 3 days.
Yeah. And like, that's a good point, because are you not going to play him in the field? Or are you just going to pinch hit him? Or are you going to DH him like for an entire, for how long? I mean,
if you DH him, he still needs to run
days, and days on end.
And there's no way, there's no area that you can hide him here where he's not going to have to run. So
they can't use a pinch runner right out of the batter's box. They can't have someone standing next to him.
What sport can you do that in? Can you, like, is there any sport, like, or is it just like rec league stuff?
I feel like there is some sport, like, I think it's called like church league softball.
That's what I meant. But, like, I feel like I've seen it before, where there's like a guy, like a designated runner for the batter in the batter's box.
That's amazing. Just the idea of that.
Like, someone just like standing there, like ready to go. And then as soon as the ball gets off the bat, the guy's running. Like, that'd be kind of cool to have, except it would just make the game not baseball anymore, and it would turn it into rec league YMCA.
No, I mean, it's true. I mean, he's hurt. I feel like he's always nicked up. Like, when I think about Manny since the second in MVP voting over the last two seasons, he's always nicked up. I mean, I'm not saying it's his fault. He just is. And he tries to play through it. And I don't know if that's really good for himself or the team, because you're not getting like max Manny Machado. We're getting like this watered down Manny Machado, the sub 700 OPS Manny Machado into June. And, you know, tomorrow's, you know, we're approaching mid June by the time this guy's back in the field. He's got a sub 700 OPS with 6 home runs. So I don't know what the answer. I'm with you. I'd prefer for him to be healthy, but I don't know if he's going to let himself go get healthy.
You know what would be like something that would behoove this team to do?
What's that? Is
win. And if they win, maybe that takes a little bit of pressure off Manny thinking he needs to come back right away. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just speculating. Like, say you win the next 3 or 4 games here, you go on a little winning streak to get back to, you know, to where you were before this 5-game losing streak, which they've done really well with. You know, like the last 5-game losing streak they have, they won 4 in a row. So hopefully after this 5-game losing streak, they also win 4 in a row, or hell, maybe 5 in a row, or 6 in a row, 7 in a row. Shit. How about 8 in a row? It's been a while since they won 8 in a row. So if that were to happen, maybe it's like, hey, Manny, bro, we're winning. Take your time. Like, we're going to, like, we need you. So you can't go back out there and re-hurt yourself. And we want you close to 100% to 100% as possible.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it would be smart, because the National League is so bottlenecked and there's so much time that you can only lose so much ground or gain so much ground. You know, if you go 4-6 over a 10-game stretch, or 6-4 over a 10-game stretch, it hasn't made or broken your season. AJ Casavell, I mentioned it before he came on, had a really good tweet.
Oh, dude, which was, I saw it.
If they lose the game, they're the 10th best record in the National League. If they win the game, they have the 5th best record in the National League. I mean, that's a complete bottleneck. Now, my takeaway there, though, is like, honestly, and we'll talk about it because we do this every single night and it's fodder, but who even cares what the standings are? They just need to win games. 67 games in, there's a zillion games to play. Like, night in and night out, doesn't matter if you fall a half game behind the Reds or a game behind the Giants. Doesn't matter. They just got to get healthy and, like you said, rattle off 4 straight wins. Do something like that.
Just like play good baseball. And I mean, not every game is going to look like tonight. Tonight's the outlier.
No, unfortunately.
But what they still did tonight, which they can still carry, is good pitching and hit with runners in scoring position. I don't know what they hit tonight with runners in scoring position, but I think it was pretty good. What'd they go tonight, John?
Three is 9, actually.
I take that every day.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And they had the power, like you said. I mean, they're hitting solo home runs, which is great. That's fine. Yeah. And a 2-run home run. That's great.
Yeah.
They're still waiting on that 3-run home run, but they won. They had 11 runs. They had 11 runs in 5 games.
It's like, yes, I want the 3-run homer desperately. But if you're going to hit, you know,
3 home runs
in a game, that's still also very good. And one of them was a 2-run homer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Kim.
Exactly. So you hit 3 home runs that gave you 5 runs. Love it. Wait, no.
4.
4 runs. Sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, that's great. I mean, if you're getting 4 runs off home runs, but the Padres, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We'll take Sign me up.
Anytime they can do that, we'll take that anytime. All right, we're going to get back to the conversation in a moment. We do want to thank our friends at FinLeet, the brand new partner of ours here on the Wrap-Up Show. Really cool company we're going to tell you about. We've been telling you, but maybe it's your first time hearing us talk about them. San Diego startup. These guys are huge Padres fans. They love San Diego through and through. And they're a local startup with offices that overlook Petco Park and see inside of Petco Park. Here's the quickest way to explain FinLeet. They allow fans to own a piece of the potential upside of real athletes. Let me explain. By the way, as I talk about it, click the link in the description down below and get to the website that's on the screen. They have their first professional athlete. He's a baseball player and a Texas Rangers prospect, Eshedri Vargas, who is one of the top 10 or so prospects in the Texas Rangers organization. You now can support a rising prospect and get paid a piece of his future major league earnings. Fernando Tatis Jr., we've been talking about him. He did a similar deal with a company called Big League Advance years ago, maybe 5 years ago or so. He gave up 10% of future earnings to this company, which is $35 million. Imagine if you could have invested in Tatis. Nobody's saying Eshedri Vargas is Tatis, but you as an individual have an opportunity that no one had with Fernando Tatis. You can invest directly in Vargas. He signed for very little money, and they're raising capital to allow him to focus on baseball year-round. On the screen, as I scroll down, you'll see the scroll bar. You can invest for as little as $96. You can see your potential investment return. It could be anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars, depending on his success. And the more you invest, it could go from thousands to truly tens of thousands of dollars. So if you're looking for more information, if you want to support a local San Diego startup, check them out by clicking the link in the description down below.
Yep. We're glad they're aboard, part of the show. And as John said, link in the description below, click on it, check out their website. Everything is there for you to research them about. And Eshedri Vargas, top prospect in the Rangers organization. Keith Law is very high on him. And oh, by the way, Mark Grant, Mudd, is an advisor of FinLeet. Their offices are right across the street from Petco Park, local startup here in San Diego. So click the link below, check them out. We're glad that FinLead's on board.
See, I think this is really cool. Dale's had a few supers here to start us off tonight. This is really kind to do, Dale, to contribute to super and say this. So this is a good reset. Jim, why don't you tell our viewers what they should be doing? Like liking, subscribing.
Well, what you should sharing. Be doing is hitting that like button. Second, you should be hitting that subscribe button. Third, you should be hitting that notification button. So every time that we do a live video or post a video, you get notified that we are live or a video has been posted. And yeah, as E-Racing Dale says, it's free. It takes nothing to subscribe. And we all know that all the Padre fans watch us every night and every morning or replay or whenever. And all we ask is if you watch us, just hit that subscribe and like button, and we would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate that, Dale. Well said. I mean, it's crazy how many Padres fans come to us day in and day out. We're so thankful for it. I mean, we have tens of thousands of views per month. We have tens of thousands of watch hours. We have thousands upon thousands of individual unique viewers each and every month. So it's incredible. And the Padres have a very passionate fan base. We talk about it all the time. So if you want to support a channel that supports San Diego Padres, please make sure to subscribe. We have year-round content for you.
I mean, how many people did we see at Naughty Barrel today? Viva Padres, I think that's his name.
Yeah, Maria, who's in the chat.
Maria, who is her birthday. Her birthday, great birthday present. We saw our buddy Rich down at Naughty Barrel. Who else did we see? We saw
Educated Cheese.
Educated Cheese on X. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he stays in the dark here. He's like lurking in the in the shadows. So is it spicy mayo? I think maybe it's spicy mayo on here. I don't know.
We saw Ben.
I saw Ben. Ben there.
Dude, we talked to Ben for a while today.
Having a beer. So I saw a bunch of you guys at the Naughty Barrel. And
we saw Rich. Rich, by the way, Rich got this for me because I'm celebrating a birthday tomorrow, and Rich got this birthday? Really cool quarter zip tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did, except you just made no reference of it in any capacity.
Oh, I'll get you something. I'll get you something like.
I don't want anything. It's like when you. It's like when you forget your wife's. You'll learn. You forget something. It's like no. They don't want it,
dude. I gave you like. I'll give you like kombucha or something.
You gave me a chance to worry about officiating your wedding for 13 months. Is what you gave me. You gave me a heart attack.
Correct.
Is what you basically gave.
Then I bought you like blenders and a watch.
That's true. I have the watch. Have people seen the watch? Hold on.
People have seen the watch?
Oh, they did?
I don't know.
Hold on.
So, did we show the John Schaefer?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Inscribed?
I got him a watch and I got it engraved.
Very nice. No, I do. Seriously, very nice watch. I appreciate it. I need to wear it. I will. And then I've got my blenders. From Jim.
Give him some blender sunglasses. There you go.
Should I wear them for the rest of the show?
Should we?
Let's keep them on for a minute. So thank you, Rich, and I really do appreciate it. All right, SJL Stevens. Let's see if I can read this. Thank you for the super chat and your membership.
It's so dark in here.
It's so dark, dude. This is crazy. While you'd like to see better slug, but seems that's possibly happening, would starting pitching be a better investment with what little we may have to spend? Yeah, I think starting pitching is where it starts over slug, because what happens if you don't have starting pitching? I think that's more of a concern. You can get by with crap offense. We've seen it from the Padres before. You can't get by with crap pitching, and they don't have crap pitching, thankfully, right now.
Their pitching has been the opposite of that. And even though they don't have Joe and Darvish in the rotation, this last week, even though they've won 1-5, but like really good starting pitching, really good. It's the offense that's the problem. But over the course of a full season and to get to the postseason and in the postseason, pitching. You can never have too much. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm always a proponent of getting pitching. But they still need more offense, unless Manny, when he comes back, turns in bad, you know.
If Manny looks like Toddy and they do that collectively for 20 days,
then that's
we can have another conversation.
Yes. And then you can overcome a lot of shit, that'd be a really good thing to happen. But yeah,
the slug, it's like, it's the Padres. They're never going to be the top slugging team in baseball, even though they've tried. They've invested heavily in offense. But the pitching thing is like, you got to be healthy. You have to have five starters. You have to be able to get the innings out of these guys. So I'd start with pitching, but I recognize the issues they have on offense as well.
The Blues Brothers wrap-up show.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Ben, thank you, man. Blenders. He says this Blenders look is giving Blues Brothers vibes. Have you seen the Blues Brothers, Jim?
I have seen the Blues Brothers, yes.
I think I like know who they are, but I don't know if I've like seen it.
Yeah. Yes, I've.
Does it remind you of the Big Lebowski?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so.
I don't know if I can wear sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm going to take these off.
But so no, you can't tell, you can never say I never got you anything. Happy birthday.
No, this, you can't do that.
I know.
No, that doesn't count. I don't need anything from you. What else is happening?
Jeremiah Estrada, nice bounce back night. Yeah,
three strikeouts.
Yuki Matsui, nice bounce back night.
True. And we said that, but are we learning anything from, are you going to now throw Matsui in a real spot? Are you, how many
more? Not yet. No.
Clunker. Yeah. Like, I agree.
It takes more than that. But I do think the biggest bounce back night was from one Luis Campusano. 3-for-4, 2 RBIs.
Yeah.
That is something that he hasn't had in a long time.
Did he change his stance?
I think so. Cause his,
yeah, he looks different.
Now, again, I couldn't really tell because of where I was in the ballpark, but like,
because you were eating like sushi in a suite.
Correct. I was, and lobster roll. So good.
Oh, it must be nice.
Yeah. I had, see what I had.
And fried
had,
Twinkies.
Yeah. By the way, I saw some, I think James in the chat asked how the fried chicken Twinkies were. They were amazing. If you guys make down,
this is at Naughty Barrel.
If you guys can make down to Naughty Barrel, okay, we'll be there in 2 Fridays.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's probably right. I'll look.
2 Fridays from now? I think so. You guys need to get the fried Twinkies because not only is it a deep fried Twinkie, it's a deep fried Twinkie with like blackberry or blueberry sauce, powdered sugar, whipped cream, and I think a little drizzle of chocolate.
A little drizzle. There was some drizzle on that, wasn't there?
Dude.
It looked amazing. I didn't touch it because I'm dieting.
You're dieting. Is that why? You didn't tell me that.
I'm not dieting, but I don't eat sweets. You know me. Have I ever eaten like a donut?
You ate like a bite of a donut and you're like.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, right.
Do you eat? I know I snack a lot, but I never see you eat.
I eat meals. I don't eat desserts.
Do you like eat dinner every night?
Every night. I had pizza. I don't eat.
Oh, I'm dieting, but I had pizza. Oh, great.
Wait, say that again?
You said, oh, I'm dieting, but I had pizza.
No, I'm not dieting, but I'm very aware of what I eat.
So you, because
unlike
pizza.
You, I'm not in my 30s. I'm in my 40s. And I'm very just like health conscious. And I've been working out. I know it's hard to tell. It's more Orange Theory than working out. It's all like women and
soda.
Exactly. JD Gacho, thank you. He says, I'm getting Men in Black vibes. That's a good one with the shades. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Did Men in Black have that same style?
They did, John. If you're watching that movie, no, you haven't.
Yeah. They hit the bzz. That's the takeaway from the movie.
Yeah.
And there's
look
the song,
right here.
Here comes the Men in Black.
Yes, good job.
Blah, 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 blah. You're racing with Dale. Thank you for the super and the membership. He says, with the constant Joe and you injuries, we need one more good starter. That's the take. Everyone feels the same way. Who disagrees? No one.
By the way, did you see what Crochet did tonight for the White Sox?
Yeah, he shoved. He had a million strikeouts early, I saw. Someone put on social. What was his final line?
They ended their 14-game losing streak. Garrett Crochet, 6 innings, 10 strikeouts, 1 earned run, 2 walks. His ERA is
not good enough, though. He's a first-time starter.
His ERA is down at 3.33.
And by the way, he had Tommy John 2 years ago. I'm not worried about Tommy John. Knock on wood.
Dude, he's got in 75 and two-thirds innings, he has 103 strikeouts, and his whip's 0.93.
Yeah, and he plays for the White Sox, which makes it even like better because they suck. So there's no motivation
trade,
to be good.
Trade DeVries and Salas.
No. Trade DeVries, Salas, Snelling. Let's go.
Yes. Just go all in. Just say fuck it. Just trade everybody.
They're not going to do that. No. Could they acquire him? Yes, they could. They could absolutely acquire
him. It would be a
him.
Steep price.
It would be absolutely. And to your point, it may not address the overall need because you're probably not going to have him make all these starts and log all these innings. Right. They'd have to get creative with him in the short term, being 2024.
Imagine they trade for him and then like they hear from him or his agent like, oh, by the way, he's on an innings limit this year.
No, they would know beforehand.
I know.
They would know the plan. I'm sure.
But imagine you get them and they're like, oh, by the way, you got 30 more innings left.
You got one start and then we're like, shutting it down. We're shutting it down for the year. Murray, what's going on, man? Thank you. He says Maria 7th, John's on 8th. Oh, okay. Maria June 7th, John June 8th. Mine's Monday. What day is Monday? June 10th.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Murray and Maria and
Happy
John.
Birthday.
Let's get some birthday, like what birthday cake emojis in the chat. If we have those.
Who am I?
Or like seal emojis.
Who am I?
By the way, here's a little aside. Who are you?
Nicole Kidman.
I have no idea. But so today, Jim's Aaron, right? Newlyweds. Aaron comes to the bar because they're going to the game, or she's at least going to the game, and then he ends up going to the game. So it's like 5 minutes left in the show, maybe. And she's very aware of not ever appearing on camera. Like Kristen would be. Like she appeared like one time on the wrap-up show and people like screen grabbed it. Remember, we forced her into the camera.
Yes.
So she like comes up to Jim and like kisses him. And it's like on the stream, like the John and Jim stream.
Oh yeah.
She and I don't know.
No idea.
We're like, dude, you just like kissed him like on camera. She said, oh, I forgot about on camera.
She was
so then I sent an Instagram post to Jim of like a dog, like just like slobbering on the face of their owner, and I'm like, this was Aaron to you on John and Jim.
I showed her that and she died laughing.
Was she cracking up? Was that fun?
Yeah.
I think there was a wolf, by the way.
There was a huge dog. I was like, that's probably a wolf.
I think it was a wolf.
I'm good with getting kisses from a wolf.
No. A wolf like kills you. Like
wolf murders you, rips your throat, out.
Rips your face off. You know,
yeah, like you're dead.
Yeah, which isn't very cool. Okay, we're gonna get back to the conversation.
By the way, you should have seen your face when she scared you. Go back.
I was freaking scared, dude.
Here, let me show you.
I was scared
because she came up behind you and she's like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Run the freaking air!"
By the way, it can be the people walking by when we're on the air. It can be a little adventurous,
right? Because you don't know. Sometimes
we're outside. We don't know what's going on.
Here, let me.
Yeah, let me see. I'll pull this down for a second.
The feed froze, so it like didn't it only caught your like reaction.
How did you know this? Did someone say it or you saw it on
No,
screen?
I went back and looked. where is it? Okay, hold on. It's funny because your face is like, what
the? Oh dude, I was scared for a second. I'm like, who is this? That was Aaron.
Oh, we got cookies. Oh, here she comes. You can see her like walking up, but then like the feed like cuts off. Hold on.
Put it up to the screen.
I should probably just like pull it up on the thing, right? But who cares?
Oh, is that? Yeah, you could. You could pull it up. Absolutely. Do you know how?
I could. No.
Wait, where is she? Okay, so we're watching. We're hanging out. Kind of looks like the sun's out. It's not. Okay, here comes a woman down the street. This looks like a Dateline. Like I'm about to get like, look at, oh my God.
You're like, ah.
Dude, I'm such a scaredy cat.
Yeah, I know you
like,
are.
You're I had like, a bird hey. On this table and I like didn't go to sleep for 8 hours.
Dude, I know.
That's ridiculous. Okay, real quick here, by the way, our friends over at Underdog Fantasy, Jim doesn't even know this. Listen to this.
Yes, I do.
Did you hear that? Train horn.
That's great.
No, you don't know what I'm about to tell you, which is, first of all, everyone's getting a free pick right now for the NBA Finals. So scan the QR code. You're getting a free pick for the NBA Finals for tomorrow's, Sunday's game, excuse me, game two. So scan the QR code, use promo code PODSWRAP. You get a 50% deposit match up to $250 bonus. So scan the QR code, use promo code PODSWRAP, P-A-D-S-W-R-A-P. But wait, there's more. Pick 8 is now live. What is pick 8, you're asking? You've seen it in using the app. I won, by the way, tonight, $31.40. What's up,
Jim? Don't spend it all in one place.
I won $31.40. But listen to this. With pick 8, you can pick up to 8 entries and win 325 times your money in a single night. But here's the best part. You only have to get 6 of the 8 correct to win. They automatically, you don't even have to flex it, Jim. You choose 8. If you get 7 right, you get X amount. If you get 6 right, you get X amount. If you get all 8 right, you can win 325 times your money. So it's a pick 8, but you go 6 for 8, you win. You go 7 for 8, you win more. You go 8 for 8, we're all moving to the Bahamas. So it's going on right now for the NBA Finals. You got the free pick right now with Kyrie Irving. Trust me, he's going to score at least a half a point in game two. And use promo code PODSWRAP, P-A-D-S-W-R-A-P, and get the 50% deposit match when you put down your first deposit. So do it right now. Underdog Fantasy, we've been playing a ton, Jim. I'm winning big. I won $31. Have you ever heard of someone win that big?
You're like the opposite of like Ipe. Just,
I'm so opposite of Ipe.
You're like, okay, can I bet $12 to win 20? He's like,
I bet 20 to win 31.
Well, at least you win. So your winning percentage is pretty high.
Do you know what my play was? I'm going to tell you. I thought this was free money and I was right. Listen to this play. It was your boy Fat, or Fott, they call him now. I think it's Fott. Fat. Higher Fott. Than 3.5 strikeouts. He had 4. Okay. That was close. And then King, I said lower than 6.5 strikeouts. He had 5. Boom. 2 for 2. $31 later, I'm eating at Applebee's tonight.
Well, you should also pick Tatis home run.
I know.
Profar home run.
$700.
But you just, yeah.
Well, I'm a little more risk adverse, but like you, you've won $500 a couple times, or $400 or $500.
Yeah, one of my plays equals to like 15 of your plays.
Yeah, but who's the one at the end of the day with free pizza over here? Well, you're.
Who's the one that's over in the? Yeah, exactly. What would you take? Yeah, sushi and lobster rolls in the suite at Petco Park, or pizza?
Fair point. Very fair point. I prefer what you were doing. Game three is tomorrow. That would be Saturday. It is what time does it start? 5:40?
That's a great question, John. I'm going
to
say,
by the way, we are back 2 Fridays from now at Knotty Barrel. They play the Brewers at home. So we're back 2 Fridays from now.
5:40 with Matty Waldron on the mound, bringing his 3.98 ERA into the game.
Against Ron Nelson.
Padres looking to get back to 500 on the year. Woohoo.
Yeah, and it's a righty for Arizona. And Waldron, I mean, he has thrown it well. He has really thrown it well. And Ryan Nelson's got a 5.44. Yeah, they'll be a favorite. You know, they'll be a moderate favorite tomorrow at home with a chance, like you said, to get back to 500. So right. I said earlier today, I don't have a great read on this team. I really don't, and I still feel that way. I, like you said, the last time they lost a lot of games, they kind of won a few games in a row. It would be nice if they did that again, so we could talk positively for a couple of days about them, but that's on them. I got to go do it.
I agree.
Are you excited? Will you be waking up at 10 a.m. for Phillies Mets from London Stadium in London, UK?
Real quick, what is baseball doing?
They're playing games in London.
No. It's not about playing games in London.
Oh, let me
Why?
Hear you. Let's hear this.
Why? And it's not just for this series. It's also for the freaking Yankees-Dodgers series.
Oh, Apple TV?
No. Why is Major League Baseball making merchandise like jackets with the Mets and Phillies logo both on the jackets?
Yeah, I'm 100% with you on that.
And then you're making baseball hats to sell at Yankee Stadium with Aaron Judge and Ohtani on it? And you're selling Dodger Ohtani jerseys at Yankee Stadium? If I was a Yankees fan and I was there, I would lose my fucking shit.
Yeah, what are they doing?
I mean, whoever buys those hats, it's like, well, okay.
With the dual logos?
With the dual logos.
I hate that.
If you ever played a game like Spot the Casual, the boom, 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 boom.
Look, I have my Phillies Mets hat on. What? That doesn't even make sense. Hey, I'm wearing my Giants
jacket.
I'm wearing my Giants Dodgers hat. No, you're not.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm wearing my Padres Dodgers hat. No, you're not. That's whack. By the way, did you see this? Tonight's Yankees Dodgers game. People freaked out. They finally put it on normal television because it's the Yankees. It was on Apple TV. They finally had to make concessions and find a way to put this thing on normal television in New York, or people would have lost their minds.
Well, you know, also why is because that's an indictment on nobody's watching Apple TV.
Nobody's watching Apple TV. How many people are watching that series? 10,000 people?
Nobody is like,
and downloading. I like the look.
I like the look.
I don't know if I like the broadcasters, but I like the look.
I'm same way.
Yep.
And
4K.
And it's very telling that they put that on the Yes Network because.
Dude, do you know about the Roku? We didn't talk about it on John and Jim. You know about the Roku deal they did? You remember how they used to have the NBC leadoff game, that like 11 a.m. Eastern game on Sundays? Kind of. Which Jason Benetti did it for like a year, but they had like an 11 a.m. game. Padres never played in it, but it was more of East. They got rid of NBC and now Roku has the 11 a.m. game. And so you have to have like a Roku device to
watch.
Yeah,
like, really,
what are you doing?
I'm baseball, man.
So dumb. And by the way, also baseball social media, this is not a Padres conversation because it's all teams. I'm telling you, this coming from Major League Baseball Advanced Media in New York City, and it's like force fed down to the clubs that every time there's a hit, and this is not just Padres, even like anything happens, they have to be clever with every tweet. Why can't they one time say Fernando Tatis Jr., I'm making it up, leads off the game with a solo home run, his 13th? Why can't they do that one time?
Because they can't.
As opposed to Toddy, more like money in the banky. Like, stop.
So I'll look just to prove your point.
Like, you're not the NBA guys.
Let's see here. Cool.
You're not the NFL. Like, you're baseball. It's fine.
Let's go to the Dodgers.
I guarantee every team does it.
I guarantee it. We'll go to the Dodgers here.
We're like the Reds. the Reds won tonight. They've won six in a row, actually.
Oh yeah.
Oh, how about this for the Reds? Real quick. First big league hit ? Done. ? And it's spelled D-U-N-N because that's his name.
Dodgers tonight. Prime time. Teoscar Hernandez. But like that's the prime time TEO.
How about this? How about this from the Reds tonight? Got him on. Drove them home.
Here we go.
Stop, guys.
Let's look at the White Sox. So they finally got a win.
Yeah. Yeah. They must have gone crazy.
Oh, man. Now, again, they're not that bad. Luis Robert Jr. launches one 430 feet.
Thank you. That's great.
Pretty good. Let's look at just.
So maybe some teams fight it.
Maybe they do. Here's a good one by the Red Sox. Robbed. But the ROB is capitalized.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. They got to say, it doesn't have to be every highlight. You don't have to be cute.
Let's look at the Giants here. Hold on. Where is it? I hear it's a good one. Giants. If nobody got me, I know Wilmer got me.
Oh my God. It's so cringe cheese. You're not going viral. You're not going viral with the Wilmer Flores home run. Just hey, Wilmer Flores pulls us within a run. Just please, every once in a while. Every once in a while.
The Oakland A's. I'm just going to. Here's one. Razzle Dazzle.
That's terrible.
And then for someone hit a home run and they go, Zachy G.
Oh my, dude, I'm telling you, is it not awful?
It's just every
let's look at the bad ones for the Padres tonight.
This is going to turn into my favorite new bit.
Oh, this is the worst one of the night. It was the Kimmy homer, okay?
Hold on.
To make it 5-0. We're working late cuz with like an apostrophe, cuz we hit dingers.
Oh God.
That's bad. And when Toddy let off the game or whatever, not let off the game, but in the first hit the home run, it was locked and loaded with a sheriff like emoji, like for Chris Paddock.
Because they're trying to do the vote. Every time they do a highlight, they do vote Padre.
But guys, like, we're trying too hard.
Let's just look at like the Rays here.
Yes.
All right. Here's a good one. Guys, someone hits a home run and they go distance 100 plus 100 plus 100 plus 100.
It's actually kind of funny. It's so stupid.
Let's look at the give me a team. Phillies.
Brewers. Okay. Well, no, Phillies are in London. They haven't played in a day or two.
Yeah, but still.
You go back.
I'm gonna go back. Oh, here's a good one. They did like some pictures in London. They're like,
oh, let me guess, like the Beatles.
Beautiful day for baseball. Isn't it like the slang?
Isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? Final score here, John. They go, brought to you by the power of friendship and vibes.
Is that what the Padres did?
No, that's what the Phillies did.
The Phillies did vibes, and the Padres played vibes tonight, I think, too. Like, vibes are good. Like, you lost five straight.
You're right. It's a mandate for Major League Baseball.
It's a mandate, dude. It's a
fucking
mandate.
Fucking cringe across down. The board.
Like, guys, change your freaking protocols. Just don't always have to be cute. You're baseball. You're, like, crotchety and old. So you have to be young on everything on social media.
Everything is, like, vibes. Vibes are high.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, guys, Toddy. Toddy crushed that into orbit around the sun, or I don't even know. Like, it's actually probably better than whatever they come up with.
Too forced.
Locked spicy and mayo. Loaded.
Spicy Mayo, thank you for the super. We've had this up for a minute. We haven't been talking about it. He says, how about a Matt Kemp, San Diego, LA merged hat jersey combo? Would anyone in the world buy that?
No.
Because I don't think anyone would.
Actually, would I, take that back. I might buy it just because that'd be fun.
Just to like put it on fire?
Yeah, to burn it.
That's kind of funny. JD Goucher, thanks. He says, wait until someone signs Blaze Brothers. Is that Oral Roberts? No, they're ready. Believe Major League Baseball, they're ready with the puns. That they're up all night getting ready.
Here's Major League Baseball, their Twitter account. Today, let's look at what some of the.
I don't know if Major League Baseball is as corny as the clubs.
You're right; they're not.
Isn't it weird? It's really weird.
Like on a Ha-Sung Kim's home run, they go, "Ha-Sung Kim gets the lucky bounce."
Yeah, which he kind of did.
Yeah, hit off the top of the wall.
Yeah,
exactly. For Yanier Diaz, they put out make it four straight games with a homer for Yanier Diaz.
It's more like factual and like statistical, which I'm fine with.
This one's great from the Houston Astros. Yordan Alvarez hits like a bases clearing double. The Astros go the Yord of Angels.
Dude,
what? Oh God! So like, that person needs to be fired. Everyone needs to be fired.
Everyone, I'm telling you, man. You know, I follow a lot of these accounts.
Whatever the NFL does, whoever they have, like, take someone from the NFL, like, bring over someone from the NFL because their shit is actually like,
yeah. Every time Saquon Barkley scores, they don't be like, bark, bark, the dog's in the pound. Like,
yeah,
you don't have to do that.
Like, whoever, like, as much as I hate the Chargers, what they do better, yeah, mostly better than everybody, is their social media. They figure it out. So, like, go hire someone from their social media team to be the executive social media director for all of baseball and, like, get rid of the cringe.
You know what I think it is? I think it's just the
Art Bark, Saquon, in the doghouse.
Everyone knows they're not as relevant as the other sports. Therefore, they think, like, this would resonate. Like, we're going to go viral with our name the random player home. Nobody cares when who are we talking about, the White Sox that could get traded, their freaking center fielder?
Oh, Luis Robert Jr.
Yeah, if Luis Robert Jr. has a two home run game, it's never going to equate to a two touchdown game for Saquon Barkley. You don't have to go flood this thing on social media like it's going to get 4 million likes. It's great. People care in Chicago, maybe. It's not some nationally relevant story that Luis Robert hit two home runs tonight for the White Sox. Didn't happen, but you get the point.
Oh, this is great.
Spicy mayo.
Cleveland Guardians. All right.
Who hit they're good. Their actual team, I don't know about video highlights, their actual team is very good.
So
social team.
One of the players, Rocchio?
Exactly. Nobody knows.
Hits a two-run home run, and they go, Rochi over the wall.
That's like just giving up. You're just like, whatever. You're I have to write something. Up.
I mean, you appeal to the five.
Dude, if we did that for John and Jim, if our hey, we're on the air, more like on. I can't even think about what we could do. It's so stupid.
I gotta keep looking.
Well, you do that.
Hilarious, dude.
Spicy Mayo says cringiest joke / pun John and Jim have used on social media. We use some cringy puns, but like we're making fun of something probably. There's some people on social on X that use a lot of cringy puns.
Here we go.
But I don't know if that's
a lot of Major League Baseball isn't that bad. Like Major League Baseball account isn't that bad. They just kind of like oh, the Red Sox score 14 runs on 24 hits in Chicago. You know, like
is that what they put?
Yeah. Like their night, Eugenio Suarez and Gabriel Moreno go back to back for the D-backs. Like,
good. Yeah, I like that.
The Reds win their fifth game in a row.
Yeah, they just make it short and sweet to get like the retweets from like Reds fans.
I have to find one more. Oh, here's perfect one. Braves. Adam Duvall hits a home run. Duvall over the wall.
That is the perfect. That summarizes everything you need to know.
Right.
All right. Let me tell you about our friends at Aura. Our friends at Aura. Let's take a trip down memory lane.
Let's tell you about Aura.
Let's take a trip down memory lane with our friend Will. All right. So when Will was a ye little lad, I'm talking 4 or 5 years old. No, I'm kidding. This is a great company with offices in San Diego. Their co-founder, Will, has been with us close to day one. He's a huge supporter of the channel. He loves the Padres. He's a native San Diego, and they have offices right here in San Diego. They have all plant-based nutritional products. That's all they do. So if you're trying to get healthier, they have the supplements for you, probiotics. I love their probiotic. I take it daily. I have it come each and every month, subscription-based. It's a great product for digestion and heart health. They've got pre-workout supplements. They have omega-3 oils. If you're taking a fish oil, get the same health benefits. Without the fish oil, you can take the omega-3. They have sleep pills, immunity pills, pre-workout supplements. I mean, truly something for everyone, plus much more. Go to ora.organic or click that link down below. You can see their website on the screen. They're doing a free shipping offer right now. So they support our channel. If you support our channel, if you want to get healthier, please click the link in the description down below and check them out at ora.organic.
Yeah, they have everything you need to live a healthy lifestyle. Go there right now, www.ora.organic. If you are looking for a place to get some supplements, you don't know where to go, or is the best place for you, pick us some stuff, and you'll thank us later.
Put in the chat right now, whether you're here live or on replay or in the comments, the cringiest, punniest post-game tweet for the Padres after this win. Like, make it the worst thing ever. Like, win 10-3. Like, what? Give me a pun, Jim, that you could see the Padres using. You know, like, King of the Hill.
Snakes weren't biting tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
Snake bitten. Like, guys, you lost 5 straight.
Going here's one from the Seattle Mariners the other day. Going Garver.
Yeah, exactly. But like post game, it would definitely be something like that. Like snakes on a marine layer. Just something stupid.
Yeah, snakes weren't biting tonight.
Yeah, that's what's in, someone said.
JD
Gaucho has a good one. A perfect 10 because they scored 10 runs. That's so MLB. A perfect 10. That is so true.
That's the perfect MLB stupid, like, just no effort.
These are actually pretty funny. Marina Lehrer couldn't stop El Nino. 10-4, good buddy. We won 10-3. That's good. What's kind of win, I think, would be good.
That's a perfect. Well, game. I said they should do that if they swept the Phillies or beat the Phillies in the series. And they got swept by them. I think the Phillies actually put a "That's what's in" tweet.
I think they did. That was complete troll job. All right. Well, we're going to be back Sunday. We have done wrap-up shows 6 consecutive nights. So we're going to enjoy our Saturday.
Oh, this one's a good one. Chicago White Sox. Some guy with the last name of Jolks. I don't know who that is. But the Chicago White Sox tweeted out a couple days ago after he had a home run. Jolks from the jump.
That's not good. All right, we're back Sunday night. Join us around 9:30 Pacific. We'll recap the series against the D-backs. We'll look ahead to the A series. Maybe a chance for the Padres to, dare I say, win a couple of games in a row. We'll see. This weekend, Saturday, game 3. Stop telling me about these tweets.
Pittsburgh Pirates. Paul, period. Skeens, period. But the K is backwards.
Oh.
Actually pretty
good. Oh, did they say Paul Skeens is done after 6 innings and put D-U-N-N-E?
Yeah. They also, the Cincinnati Reds, Fridell Lee.
That's not good. All right, stop scrolling. Please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. Ooh. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Thank you for the super thanks.
Two scoops for DeVries.
That's so dumb. Support our partners, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance, Finn Lee. Underdog Fantasy, use promo code PADSWRAP, that's PADSWRAP, and at Aura, we just told you about them, ORA.organic. All right, that's going to do it. Padres win 10-3. The 5-game losing streak is over. For Jim, I'm John. This has been the wrap-up show.
Amazer moment.
Amazer moment?
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.